LA Mayor Karen Bass brags about the wonderful job she is doing. By Joel B. Polak on July 14, 2025. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass took to social media Monday to boast about the wonderful job she thinks she is doing. Bass said, "This past week in Los Angeles, took Trump to court over raids and won. First consecutive year decrease in homelessness. Lowest homicide total in 60 years. Fastest disaster recovery in state history, according to experts. I will never stop fighting for the people of LA." Mayor Karen Bass, at Mayor Ofla, July 14, 2025. The win in court, a temporary restraining order against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, raids by a Joe Biden-appointed judge, is almost certain to be short-lived, as it will likely be overturned. The decrease in homelessness and the drop in homicides are both likely linked to other variables. First, the election of a new district attorney, Nathan Hochman, to replace the radical, George Soros-funded George Gascon. Second, the very same rise in deportations of illegal migrants that Bass is fighting in federal court. The disaster recovery, such as it is, since it is still in its earliest stages, is also due to external factors. The federal agencies at work in the wreckage of the Los Angeles fires, especially the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, moved faster than expected to remove hazardous waste and debris. However, the local government has been shockingly slow at approving rebuilding permits, and the city council has yet to pass Bass's proposed waiver of permit fees for fire victims. Bass has suffered a collapse in her approval rating. In January, in the immediate aftermath of the Palisades fire, she was underwater, with 44% of likely voters disapproving and 42% approving of her performance. Another poll in May by the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies showed that she had crashed from 50% approval and 32% disapproval in October 2022 to 32% approval and 50% disapproval by 2025. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.